This morning they came in. They came in about 11:30 last night. Started tearing down our camp. They threw all our food away. They threw our tarps away. They threw our canopies away that we were using to protect our equipment. They had about 40 riot police there in full riot gear. When the truck was trying to take our stuff away, we attempted to block access to the streets. And I was trying to get back to some of the protesters in Justin Herman Plaza, and one of the riot cops ended up throwing me up against the police van and placing me under arrest.
And had he told you before that you needed to back off or
no.
vacate or
no.
he had given you any kind of
no.
And did you get hurt in the process?
The only injury I got was when they were taking off the zip ties. They didn't have the right tool for it, so they had to use pliers.
So how what happened then after he put you under arrest?
They cited us out. The charges were for delaying an officer and for blocking traffic.
So how long until you got back to them?
They released us about 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock.
So it wasn't too long.
Yeah.
And then
there's still one person that's still in jail.
Stuff could get put back up after that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the tent is back, and it's actually larger than the camp is back and larger than before.
What could you see any point to what happened? Just seemed like it was...
I think that in all honesty, and this is just my opinion, I think that a lot of the police officers did not want to be there. Up until this point, we've been having a lot of support with a lot of the officers. There's been some very good open lines of communication between the police department, between City Hall, and between, the occupation. And I think just last night, tensions were high. We were trying to protect, what legally belongs to us and our First Amendment rights. And I think just somewhere along the lines, just the barriers of trust broke down.
Did it feel like it was all of the police that had decided to do this, or was it just sort of like some of the?
I think a lot of the police were just doing what they were told. Because I saw a number of police officers, including one of the sergeants who I've known for 13 years, who, from my opinion, were very sympathetic to our cause, and it was quite obvious they did not want to be there having to do that.
What do you think happens next?
I don't know. We keep fighting. That's the only thing I can say is keep fighting.